Unfocus! Yeah, you didn't think you were going to see us behind that veil, did you?
What up? This is Unfocus Podcast. I'm AJ Twist.
And I'm T. Welcome back to the show.
Episode 229.
And this is the Houndoom episode.
Houndoom!
Also the Dark Pokemon. For some reason.
And if you are listening to the audio podcast, I'm shaking my head.
With that said, don't forget, we're live on twitch.tv/collision28. We're also available on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast. Please like, comment, and subscribe on any and all of those things.
Yeah, do it. You know, pretty soon, if we get enough viewers per episode, and if we stream like an extra 1 or 2 days within a month, we can get a subscribe button on this channel.
Damn.
That's all we need.
Fucking
couple more people to watch often, and just for us to like stream, you know, a couple more times a month.
Podcast goals. Yeah. It's more reason why we'll be branching out more in the near future.
Yeah, so. we've been teetering on that for years. Mm-hmm. Anyways, all right. So usually we like to kick off the show with some unfocused weeds, talking about what we've been up to, what we're doing in relation to the show in some way.
Mm-hmm. AJ, unfocused week.
Me first, then. All right. So just a bunch of Tekken.
Tekken. Yeah, you've been playing Tekken Up a Storm, right? Isn't that even how you guys decided the hammer? I couldn't make it to our tournament this time.
Yeah, because if anyone doesn't know, like every Sunday, practically every Sunday for like almost a year now, I think almost.
Have we been doing this for a year?
Almost. It's getting close to that. I think we started like in December or November or some shit like that.
We're real.
But we've been playing Soul Calibur every Sunday and competing for Thor's hammer, which is off to the side somewhere around here. But
I can't lift it.
It's exactly because he wasn't worthy this week. I was. Actually, he didn't even show up. You might have been worthy. Who knows? But we've been playing Soul Calibur. I think once we switched it up and we played Smash maybe once.
Yeah, you, me, and Chris fought for the three-way tie one time, so we played Smash for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had to break it like that. And then one time, I think we broke it in CVS too.
I wasn't there for that either.
Yeah. And then this week, I just played a lot of Tekken the day before. I played The Reason last Sunday. That's why. I played
You're
a lot
fresh.
Of matches with him and then whoever he plays with. And so we got there, and they're like, yeah, should we play Tekken this week? I'm like, I'm so fucking down. Let's do this. And I'm like, all right, let's do it. And so we played some Tekken for the hammer. And I won it. Fucking everyone. I beat everyone. No one touched me. Until afterwards. And we started playing more Tekken. And then everyone started beating me.
It's a good thing you got the hammer first, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then, I played some more Tekken today. This lead dude that I ran into like a couple weeks ago, finally got some matches in with him. Pretty good. Started getting really annoying at the end. That's how you know someone's good, when you're annoyed by their shit. And then aside from that, as far as building arcade stick shit, I bought these. These are Cherry MX switches. These are what are in keyboards. And this is what I currently have in my arcade stick. Oh, by the way, how'd you like my arcade stick? I know you used it for a few matches.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good. It was really easy to use. Once I adjusted the only obvious thing, the problem for me, it'd be cool if there was a locker on the size.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was perfect. Like, playing
it. How the buttons feel, though? Because that's what's different, if anything, is the buttons.
Honestly, they felt the same.
Okay.
It felt comfortable. I haven't played Tekken in a while, so maybe I'm not the best judge. If I was playing Soul, I feel like I could have
been
a better
judge. Something you're more familiar with right now. Yeah,
it's been a while since I played Tekken, but it felt comfortable to me. I could do all the stuff I normally can do. So, yeah, it was dope. All
right, cool. But anyways, so yeah, I got these Cherry MX switches that I'm planning to build a board with. I'm currently trying to figure out, I think I know how I want to do it, but I need to create my own circuit board.
Okay. You're going to make your own circuit board?
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to right now.
My bad. This is a man who's not happy until he makes everything himself. I'm not mad at that, bro.
And then also, what I need to do is this, my current arcade stick, I need to rewire it because sometimes the buttons go wacky. Also, check this, I fucking bought copper tape. Copper, so this is conductive, so I can lay my own circuit like this if I wanted to. I already tested it.
Wow,
it works.
Copper tape, man.
But I actually got some colored wires now. I've always wanted some colored wires, and this will help me keep track of what button is which when I'm like wiring different like buttons in an arcade stick. So I might need to rewire my own stick pretty soon, though. So
fuck, man.
This, so I can do that.
You might as well do this for a living, dude. You'd be really good at that.
Maybe, I don't know, but that's kind of what's on the plan for. What I'm doing with sticks. So if anyone has any questions or wants to give me any tips, hit me up at AJ Twist on Twitter.
Yeah, man. You heard it here first.
And then I read some Quora. Last Airbender, Smoke and Shadow. It's fucking interesting. And it's still super focused on just Fire Nation, Zuko, May, and kind of focusing on like just their relationship in a way and just Fire Nation shit. So
do we know if he ended up with May? We don't know, huh?
Actually, that's kind of what's going on right now. Like, are they? Are they not? Because they kind of broke up.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, like, they kind of weren't getting along, but I remember there was kind of a hint that they were still cool.
Yeah,
I was kind of like, I was wondering about that even in the show. Like, are him and May, like,
Broke up at the end of the show, and right now they're kind of teetering on whether or not they're still a thing or not. But May's kind of with someone else at the moment, so,
what?
Like, yeah.
That bitch.
So that's kind of what's going on there. But yeah, it's definitely an interesting story for sure. I'm kind of excited to kind of finish it. I just haven't had the time to sit there and read it. And then I got to catch up on my Sonic because I haven't read that shit at all yet.
Man, it's hard being an adult. Like, you realize, like, man, it's funny when I get home and I have, like, a good, like, 2 hours of free time. Like, I spend 30 minutes of that 2 hours figuring out what I'm going to fucking do. Like, am I going to watch this show I've been wanting to watch forever? Am I going to read this comic I've been wanting to read? Like, you know, like, what am I going to do with the time? Am I going to just practice Soul Calibur? Like, I don't know. I got 2 hours. Like, what am I going to do, you know?
The book I have, do I have it here? I don't, but it's a thick-ass book, right? The
Yeah, you have the complete book.
I've been lugging that shit around with me at work, thinking, oh, yeah, in between, you know, whatever I'm doing, like, on my breaks, whatever, like, I can read it, you know? No, I haven't had the time. It fucking pisses me off. I had one moment, actually. I got a good, like, 10 minutes to read it, and so that was good. In between on my breaks and shit at work.
Yeah,
but
man.
That's about it, though.
In a similar fashion, I've been lugging around this Mr. Miracle comic with me for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I think I told you guys I bought it a while ago, but I haven't actually read it. I finally started reading it this week. I was taking it to work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Going out of my way to get it, and then I wouldn't read it all day.
Yeah.
But finally, I read the first two issues. Holy shit, cool. This shit's super fucking dark. It's really good, but it's really dark, you know, like...
What is... Oh, it's DC, okay.
Yeah, it's DC.
Well, like Iron Man in the front, or Vision or something in the beginning, then from the cover.
It's funny you said it. This guy's the guy who wrote the Vision comic, the most famous Vision comic, so that's funny you said that.
Fuck.
Even though he's not the same artist, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, do you know what Mr. Miracle's thing is?
No.
You know the bad guy Darkseid, right?
Vaguely, yeah.
Like, you know, he's bad. He's like their Thanos kind of... Like, right. I'd say he's even a little bit worse than Thanos.
Oh, shit, okay.
But... He has a whole planet of slaves and, like, shit he fucks up,
right?
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah, he runs a whole planet. He gets to fuck shit up all day for himself. And this guy, you know, Mr. Miracle, he was a slave in his camps and shit in his world. And basically, this guy learned how to pick the locks.
Oh, shit.
He learned how to get out, right?
He learned how to hack doors.
He got tortured for years, and eventually he started learning how to escape. And then he realized, you know what? He was so scared, he went back. He escaped.
Damn.
And then he went back, right?
I know that shit's real.
Yeah. But every night, he would pick the lock again, and he would get better at it. And so he would escape and go further every time, and then he would go back and put himself back
like
in his cell.
Like Maze Runner.
Yeah, I've never seen that, but I don't know. So maybe like that. So he'd go back and put himself back in the cell, right?
But he had no choice. He actually had to go back, otherwise he would have died.
Oh, okay, no. Yeah, there was a couple of times where he could have left, and he didn't. He went back because he wanted to make sure like he could get out, you know?
Yeah.
100. And so eventually...
Like, to kind of, like, go out for a little bit. Okay, this is what I need to deal with.
Yeah.
Come back.
He
go out a little
bit
further. Okay, this is what's going on this way. Mm-hmm. That's what's going on this way. Let's go back. Yeah. So that's kind of what happens in Maze Runner.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't know if Maze Runner's copying this or what. But,
I don't know,
or,
maybe.
Or they're just, maybe they're just creating.
You should check out Maze Runner. It's fucking pretty trippy, though.
Yeah, I should watch that. I always wanted to watch it when it first came out.
It's pretty cool. And then I need to see the third movie. I don't think I've seen that one yet. I'm not even sure it's come out yet.
I heard 2 wasn't good, though.
Two was interesting. It just... I mean, it wasn't as good as the first one, but it's still like if you're into the story, you're like, okay, what the fuck is going on now?
Okay.
It's one of those type of things.
Well, this guy, yeah, so he spends all his time learning how to get
out. Like the Matrix, you know, the first Matrix was really good, but then they go beyond that, and you're like, this is kind of weird now. It's kind of like that. Anyways.
Well, he escapes Darkseid's planet eventually, you know, after making sure he knows how to get out, like 100%, right? So once he's a grown man, he decides to escape that place, right? He flees his planet and goes to Earth. Right, kicks it on Earth. He meets a professional escape artist at a traveling circus.
Okay.
And his name is Mr. Miracle.
Ah.
And, you know, that's his whole thing, you know? And then eventually he dies in an escape he can't get out of, you know? And this guy's like, well, shit, I got off of an alien planet of a fucking dictator, you know? Like,
yeah.
I can get out of anything. So he starts wearing that guy's costume. That's this costume. And he becomes a straight-up superhero, you know? And he tries to stop Darkseid whenever he can.
Interesting. Is that actual, like, any powers?
You know, he has,
aside
like,
from
lock
picking?
I think because he's an alien, like, he has super strength and
okay.
shit and speed. Right. But he's not special beyond that, really. He's just really good at getting out of shit.
Okay.
And he's so good at it, like, they don't even explain it sometimes. Like, So, like, a villain will stab him. You know, you think he's dead, like some Naruto shit.
Houdini on steroids, yeah, says cuckoos.
Basically, yeah. You know, a villain will stab him like in Naruto, and you'll think you see him dead, and the villain looks carefully, and he's just got his cape.
Oh, shit.
And he's, like, on his head, you know? Like, he's a master of escaping everything. Like, yeah. So he's pretty dope. Like, every time you think he's out because he's not that strong, like, he does something surprising, and you're like, oh, shit, he just got the advantage back, you know? But
very swifty.
Yeah, very swifty. This is a pretty cool comic I've been reading.
On that David Blaine chart.
He's a super David Blaine. Yes, he's a super David Blaine. A little bit less
Chris Angel. Chris Angel.
Yeah. And then my girlfriend gave me this comic to read, Fence. She said it's like Naruto, but about fencers.
Oh, man, she must hate you.
Why?
Fencing? Come on.
Oh, I know. She knows my struggle right now. Right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I'm going to read that comic. Supposedly, it's pretty good. The fight scenes are supposed to be pretty cool. But, yeah, that's my focus. Oh, no, there's a couple other things. Practicing Soul got whooped really bad by a Siegfried, and I didn't think they were a problem for me anymore. So I started, learning about him and training again.
Like Siegfried that previously played Taki, probably.
Yeah, maybe. Shit, I don't know. He was really good, though. He was fucking me up. I could not get a win on him. I was so mad. Like, I was trying different crazy shit, too, and he would always find some brand new way. Like, he was creative. Like, he'd find some new way to fucking stop me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, that feels good. So it made me want to train and get better.
Right.
Played a little bit of Tekken. Just a little bit of practice. And then I played a little bit today, too. Other than that... Oh, I've been watching that Young Justice Season 3. It's been sick. I'm on Stranger Things... Episode 7, so I'm almost done.
Nice.
It's so close. I really like it. It's actually really good. I remember I started it, first two episodes, I was like, okay, you know?
Yeah.
Then I watched episode 3 and 4, and I'm like, oh, okay, now this is still dope.
Yeah, as always, the first two episodes are kind of just building, kind of you giving the layout what's going on, and then yeah, it just starts rolling out. Yeah.
I think you even told me that, too, and you're right. Like, once it got to 3 or 4, I was like, okay, this is fucking sick again, you know? Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. Justice League, Young Justice, Stranger Things, these comics I've been reading.
Oh, yeah. One other thing I did, actually, too. I watched this documentary called The Lost Arcade. I've been meaning to watch it for a long time, but it's pretty much a documentary on the Chinatown Fair arcade over in Chinatown in New York, which is pretty much the Family Fun Arcade of New York. That's pretty much what it was.
Hmm.
So that's where all the fighting game gamers would go and play. It was there for decades, really. And until it finally just shut down, the guy who owned it just, you know, closed it down, and he's like, yeah, I just can't do it anymore, type of thing. And it kind of just tells you what happened afterwards. Like, one of the guys who was helping running it actually went ahead and opened his own spot that was more of a, you know, like a modern day arcade with like a gaming lounge, you know, arcade or not arcade
computers,
setups, but
computers and stuff.
Just consoles and TV setups, you know, and a couple arcade machines on the side and all that's pretty much what it was. And then someone actually bought the Chinatown fair arcade place that it where it was used to be, and the old sign was still there, and this guy kind of knew about the legend of it and made it his own thing, which is more of a actual arcade like ticket spitter type of place that they're turning
weak.
It into. And it just kind of tells you, like, you know, what happened, how's this going down, and, you know, just showing you the difference between the new arcades of today and all that.
What's this documentary called again?
The Lost Arcade.
Sounds really dope.
It is pretty dope, though. It is pretty cool. And it kind of, you know, a lot of FGC references in it, too. So that's pretty dope. It's on Amazon Prime. So if anyone wants to go check it out, definitely check it out there. Right when I was ending my story, T took off real quick. But yeah, it's pretty dope. I definitely reference, like, the old school, like, tournaments. And I don't even know what else. Anyways, ready to jump into some news then?
Wait, before we get into news, I think this kind of deserves a separate article because it's too big, and it's kind of beyond news at this point because everybody knows about it. So I kind of feel like we should talk about the big thing that happened this week.
Okay.
All right, real quick, for anyone who may not know, there are still a few people that don't know. I feel like I talk to people every now and then, they're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's one of those things that, like, the common person, like, you know, won't even bother to, like, even... It's not even on the radar, you know?
Right.
But everyone else who's, like, just kind of, like, you know, about that life, fucking heard about this shit, is like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Everything has halted for those people.
Yeah, especially me, who my favorite character in all comics is Spider-Man. The news is Sony and Marvel were renegotiating the deal. If anyone doesn't know, the five movie deal is up after Far From Home.
And we kind of mentioned that a while back too. Like, there's a five movie deal, and we're like, yeah, what are they gonna do? And we're like, yeah, Sony's gonna renegotiate. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, the reason. Yeah, exactly. It kind of went opposite of what you and I were thinking the whole time, because we were thinking logically, if it's successful, you do anything you can to hold on to that.
Right? Yeah.
But for anyone that doesn't know what we're talking about right now, Sony has made the proclamation that Marvel and Sony will be going separate ways with Spider-Man. In other words, Tom Holland may return as Peter Parker, but it will not be in any MCU movies.
Also, any MCU references will be taken out as well.
Yes, so, there will be no more Nick Fury.
Spider-Man will be taken out of the MCU too. So no one's, if this actually happens the way it's going down right now, they can no longer mention Spider-Man or anything connected in any way. And then Spider-Man can no longer mention Iron Man, even like Happy Hogan
even.
And anything else related to MCU.
Yeah, and this is a big problem because the last two movies have very intrinsically connected Spider-Man to the Marvel Universe, which I think that's on purpose. I think Marvel did that on purpose so that you and I and all the fans would get mad if Sony pulled this shit.
Yeah.
And I think their plan worked because I don't know if you know, but the same day that Sony made that announcement, their stocks took a super dive.
Yeah, which I heard about, which is why Sony came back and started like mentioning shit. Like, oh, wait, by the way, this is what's going on. It's not actually, I think that they actually
They said
out.
It was Marvel. First off, they said it was Disney's fault, first off. Which, you know what? I hate to say this. After learning more about it, AJ, it might have been Disney's fault. Because I was like, I don't know if you heard, there was a push. Disney was like, we want more money from this Spider-Man shit. Like, we're basically making it for you, and you're getting all the box office money.
Yeah.
Because it's 95 to 5%.
I think it's what it is, something like that. Like, I think actually Sony makes all the money from everything.
No, 95%.
95?
Marvel gets 5% of box office money.
Yeah, I think that's all they get, though. 5% of box office money, that's it. Afterwards, everything goes to Sony.
Yes, everything else goes to Sony. It's only the first week, right?
Yeah, I think it's only the first day or first weekend or something like that is all they get is that 5%. Everything else afterwards is all Sony's money.
However, you know, I learned something very interesting, though. Apparently, the merchandising... Well, I mean, something... I think we both knew this. The merchandising goes strictly to Marvel, which I found out is equivalent, if not more, than the box office profits.
Hmm.
Meaning, Disney might be being a little greedy on this whole thing.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, after learning that, when I found that out, because I was like, okay, Marvel keeps the merchandising, like, people don't buy toys like that anymore, you know, that's what I was thinking. But no, apparently the Spider-Man toys do sell really well. So,
okay.
Apparently Marvel's making almost as much as Sony is in this whole deal.
But in a way, too, like, Sony only has rights to Spider-Man in form of movies.
Yeah.
That's it.
But I think this whole thing was just included in the deal to, like, make Sony be cool about the whole thing. Hmm. Because Sony, like you said, Sony only has movie rights.
Yeah.
But they wanted to, like, make it clear because there's Spider-Man movie toys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's Spider-Man movie toys versus regular Spider-Man toys.
Okay.
So I feel like they wanted to make that very clear so there would be no fucking arguing or anything, you know?
So do they get the Spider-Man movie toys? Or they haven't
all Marvel.
Gotten, it's all Marvel, okay, yeah.
Hats, shirts, anything far from home or Homecoming, it's going to Marvel. And someone was saying that the profits are kind of comparable. And I was like, if that's the case, maybe Marvel should fucking chill a little bit.
Well, according to what I heard too, like, didn't Sony want to just keep that same deal, but then Disney was like, let's just split everything just 50-50.
Disney wanted, yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
Well, Disney didn't want to they wanted to split the box office shit 50-50.
Not everything.
Meaning Disney would still make off like fucking bandits from the merchandising thing. And I mean, it's like, don't get me wrong, I want Disney to have it, but I kind of am starting to see why, like, they don't want to give it to them. Like,
you know, Sony is just a little bit just kind of scared themselves, too, though, because Far From Home was one of their biggest movies ever.
No. Correction. On Sunday, they announced it's their most money-making movie Sony has ever had.
Ever had, right?
Ever in history.
I think the second one was like a 007 movie or some shit, right?
Some 007 movie. Yeah. I don't know which one, but yeah.
No, one of the recent ones, I think, or something, like recent years within the last decade or
Pirate
some shit.
Royale, I'm assuming.
I think so, yeah. But yeah, I think that's the other reason why Sony doesn't want to split 50-50, because they saw all that money. They're like, yeah, we don't want to get half of that next time.
Well, we want to keep making that money.
Yeah.
And I can understand it, but at the same time, I think Sony needs to realize that Marvel made that fucking movie. Sony had part of it, you know, had a part in it, but I think they did the sound and part of the production, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I forgot how they split it. I know I talked about it one time.
I researched it a little bit, and I can't find the details on who's paying for what. It's kind of complicated right there.
Yeah, but as it should be.
But as I understand, Marvel's paying the bulk of the Spider-Man, you know, fees. Disney, I guess, is paying the bulk of the Spider-Man fees.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to make the fucking movie.
Do they really want to risk that too? Like, Sony needs to really think about that. It's not the character that's bringing you the money; it's the way that those stories were written and how mm-hmm. they connect with everything else.
Exactly.
Sony really needs to think about, like, do we want to cut that tie? Because they think they can do it on their own. Mm-hmm. Is what I heard too. They think they can move forward
with Spider-Man and still
like be as good.
Yeah, because I think that they can just connect them to Venom and all these other little offshoot movies they're doing, and it's going to work. And I think the fans are too smart for that now.
Like, yeah.
Fans are like, I think they're underestimating how smart people have gotten over mm-hmm. time. Like, people they know better. You know what I mean? Not everyone, obviously. Like, my mom still was confused about X-Men and Avengers, you know?
No.
So not everyone, but I think most people are kind of like privy, like, yo, why the fuck didn't he talk about Nick Fury? You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be like, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be weird.
It's like, how come they're pretending this shit never happened, you know? Like,
mm-hmm. And some other little bits of news concerning the same thing. We found out John Watts does not go with Tom Holland in this deal.
Who the fuck is John Watts?
The guy who wrote Homecoming and Far From Home.
Oh.
And he's one of the key reasons it's doing so well.
Right, like I just said.
Just like you said, yeah. On top of that, Feige has had a big part in the Spider-Man movies as far as where the direction of the stories are going to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, I understand that Sony, like you said, like, you know, there's billions and they want that money for themselves, but like, dude, you guys may not make that again if you don't let this team handle it. It's like,
yeah, that's true.
Gotta find some balance there. And then
something that actually Sony came out and said, I think, was something along the lines that they that maybe actually Marvel was offering 30%, and like, I don't know, something like that. Like they'll take 30% while Sony takes the rest. They offer that supposedly.
That's a. They might want to do that.
Sony also says something along the lines like, this whole thing is not really like how it sounds. They're saying what's really happening is that Disney is taking Feige from the whole projects and all that because they got so much more new projects to work on, you know, Mutants and Fantastic Four and all that, that his table, his plate's kind of full of all that right now. So
he doesn't mind letting it go.
So since, you know, Spider-Man isn't really in-house, you know, they're freaking, okay, let's take him out of that house too and just keep him here to work on all this new shit that we have. So that's what Sony was saying that was going on in some way too.
I mean, I think to a degree they're probably right. To a degree. I just think that most likely Feige's not afraid. If he's going to let go of something, if he's forced to let go of something and he has to, he'll let go of Spider-Man because it's not theirs. Same thing with the Hulk. I think if this happened with the Hulk, he would let it go because, you know, it's not, you know, like, it's not theirs. Yeah, they don't get to do everything with it. Like, they can't have full fun with it. I will say something. People have been retweeting on the internet a lot. The chief of the CEO of Sony, Tom Rothman, people have been retweeting, like, his comment he said when this deal was first struck, where he says, you know, we're giving this to Marvel because Marvel knows what to do with the character. And people keep retweeting that he said that. You know what I mean? Like, okay, so what are you guys going to do with it? You know, that's what people are saying. Like, okay, you guys acknowledged they know better what to do with Spider-Man. Now you're going to take him back? Like, it's funny that keeps getting, like, viral, like, posts and shit.
Yeah, as it should. Anyone listens to this, go retweet that. Go find it. Retweet it, too.
Also, retweet Boycott Sony. I want them to get scared, bro. Like, this is fucking stupid.
Damn. Also, another thing I heard, too, that supposedly Marvel was offering to pay up to 50% for all Spider-Man-related movies. That includes Venom and
Kraven, all
and,
the stupid
and
shit
the animation shit, too, the Spider-Verse stuff. So Disney was also offering that, and supposedly Sony wasn't biting on that either.
They need to give it to them, bro. Just give it to them.
And then what was the other thing I heard? That's, like, the main thing. Also, like, you know, what Cuckoo's is saying here, that Sony is wanted to build their own universe with Spider-Man and Venom and Carnage and Mobius and Black Cat and all that shit. So they think they can survive off all of that, which...
They can't.
And in a way, maybe, but not as huge as... how they were with the MCU.
As a comic fan of the Marvel, I'll tell you why they can't survive about that. I barely know who Silver Sable is, and they want to make a Silver Sable movie. And she's a regular fucking person, like, jailing superpower people. Who's going to fucking care about that if they've never heard about her? I just don't see anyone... I don't see that movie making a billion. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't see everyone die. And Black Cat, she's awesome. I love her. But I don't see a Black Cat movie making $1 billion. Like, a slightly superpowered cat burglar. Like, okay. Yeah. Like, so?
And then Mobius, too. Mobius is part of the Spider-Man shit. So that's going to ruin my whole dream for a Mobius Blade.
Morbius? Yeah, Morbius and Blade. Yeah, the Midnight Suns, bro. I've been wanting that. Morbius and Blade. It's not going to happen if this is the case, man. Like, you're right.
You know, Mobius is the planet that Sonic is from.
Yes. It's also the chair.
It's a chair?
The character in DC sits on. The Mobius chair.
Interesting.
It gives you knowledge of all the universes. Anyway, last thing I was going to say about this whole thing. Shit, something you said about...
See, this is why I stopped buying Sony TVs. No, I was kidding.
No, last thing you said about this whole Sony thing. Oh, yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, too.
As well as the actor who was going to play Shang-Chi. They both had made comments on this already. And, you know, this Sony Spider-Man universe, they're calling it Sony Marvel Universe or something like that, right? Some stupid-ass name like
okay.
that. Okay. It's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's not MCU.
Right.
It's Sony Marvel Universe or something like that. And Jeremy Renner commented, hey, Sony, from the real Marvel and Stan Lee himself, give us fucking Spider-Man back.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jeremy Renner went out of his way to fucking make that comment.
Yeah.
And then the guy, I don't know exactly what he said, but the guy who's about to play Shang-Chi said something, too, like, I just got here, and I'm not going to fucking meet Spider-Man? Like, what the fuck, you know?
And the other thing, too, people have noticed that Tom Holland himself on his Twitter has unfollowed Sony. He's following Marvel and all that, but not Sony.
He unfollowed Sony.
So someone's upset with that, too. He's probably not allowed to make any statements right now, too, so...
Well, I'll tell you, on his part, it's smart not to, because one idea, I mean, obviously they could do the money grab and keep Tom Holland and try to connect him to Venom, but... Sony might get super smart and realize they can't do that and recast Spider-Man.
Fuck.
And that would
destroy their shit for sure.
For sure. But to them, it might make sense. Like, people already know that this is not connected. Maybe we're just going to recast him, especially if Tom Holland talks shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, maybe that's why he's being quiet, like, not saying too much. He just silently unfollowed them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people were talking shit because the day that it happened, the only thing Tom Holland posted was himself driving in his new car or something like that. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Like, all this Spider-Man shit's going down. You tell us about your new car? Like, nobody gives a fuck, bro. Like, there's all these comments about that shit.
He's like, I just got all this money from both these companies.
He's like, fuck them both. But, yeah, you know, feel free to email us. Tell us what you think about this whole merger and things. You know, maybe some information that we don't know that maybe you know. Email us at unfocuspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Please email us. And, yeah, comment, like, subscribe on anything we've said. AJ, shall we jump into the main part of the show now? Anything else you want to say about Spider-Man?
No, nothing really.
Let's do it. Okay!
This is the news. Let's do it!
The news. Yeah! All right. You want to kick it off, or shall I?
All right, I'll kick it off with this, kind of a warning. You know what? I keep forgetting to tell Carla this, and I probably should. But, you know, anytime you go to, like, a convention or something like that, you know, people end up coming back kind of sick, catching the comic or the, not the Comic-Con plague, but, like, the convention plague and shit right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, same thing happens with Evil once in a while, too. I think last year they were calling it Evola.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know about that.
But apparently, this year, the measles are going around.
Really?
At Evo, yeah. No one thinks that it was someone at going to Evil itself, though, but there was a person who was at Mandalay Bay that weekend and also at Luxor right next door and end up catching measles and it's been reported and all that. So that's kind of someone was infected with it walking around those areas. Evil was happening at that same spot. No, there's no proof that he was anywhere near the convention center itself, though, but something to kind of just be aware of.
Okay, yeah, keep in mind, yeah, be healthy, keep hydrated, cover your mouth when you cough. You know, make sure these conventions.
If you're concerned, you're feeling you're getting some symptoms, you know, definitely go see a doctor.
Consult your doctor immediately.
Yeah, exactly. But supposedly, if you do have it, like, it does start to show itself within like 10 to 21 days or something like that.
Fuck.
And it's been 20-ish days right now, 19 to 20 days since Evo.
Oh, we straight. We just spent 22 days almost. Yeah, we straight.
Yeah, so I think we're okay here.
Score.
And also, if you go, at eventhubs.com, there's a whole list of, I guess, of where this person was and where he was reported at. So, like, this actual timeline here, like, from this time, he was here and here and here. And, yeah, so.
Is anyone getting some Orwellian vibes from that fact? The fact that they can track exactly where you were because you were sick? I feel like this is, like, some fucking total control shit we're living in now.
Yeah. Futuristic shit.
I don't normally do vaccines, like Cuckoo was mentioning, you... up to date on your measles vaccines? I don't know. I don't do vaccines. I don't even do the flu shots because
I don't believe in flu shots.
I haven't gotten. I don't think I've ever had the flu, as far as I can remember. So, anyways, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure. Like, maybe ask my mom. Maybe she has old medical records. But I haven't had anything recently, though, for sure. Also, back to I want to see what he said here. Oh, if Tom Holland offends the Sony CEOs like Andrew Garfield, they might let him go. So
that, yeah, that's what
he was saying. Okay. So, anyways. Anyways,
all right. Other
news.
Other news.
You've been warned.
Netflix has casted their Julia for the Cowboy Bebop show. For anyone that that paid attention to that last time we talked about this show, or knows anything about me and how much I love Cowboy Bebop, Julia is my favorite fucking character, and I was really nervous about who they're gonna cast for her. She's my favorite character in the whole thing, and I'm very excited. They picked a very good actress. Her name is Elena Satine. She has both appeared in The Gifted, that X-Men show that was going on for a while on Fox.
Okay.
And she's also appeared on another show that I've never seen called Strange Angel. But she has a really good job of playing serious and playing like a serious character with a serious emotion.
Right.
Which Julia doesn't really get a chance to laugh too much in Bebop. She only appears for serious scenes and stuff.
Two episodes or some shit.
You know, it's hard to care about a character like that, you know? Like, yeah. And I think she'll make it happen. And I'm excited for this this Netflix thing, especially me and AJ were talking more. You know, the guy who was involved is working on it. He is a consultant. What's his name? Shinjiro Watanabe, the guy who made Bebop and made Samurai Champloo.
I never knew that, but okay.
He's a consultant in this,
yeah,
this
show.
Yeah, that's good. So, we'll see how it goes. I love the actress choice for this. I don't know about Spike. I don't hate that actor. I like him a lot. I just don't know if he can play cool like Spike.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I guess we'll see. But yeah, Bebop is casted. They're cool. Julia, Elena Satine. Sorry.
Do you know how far they are into productions with this yet, or at all?
I don't know. Actually, I think all that right. They were saying late 2020 for the release.
Okay, that's cool.
AJ.
So you know what? I didn't look this up, so I'm gonna skip this news. And what's this story? I don't know what this story is either, so I'm going to skip that. And talk about some, So, there is apparently a tournament that happened in Peru. I believe it was in Peru. And then, funny thing enough, that it was called the Collision Tournament. No relation, by the way.
No relation.
Tournament. Let me see where it was.
By the way, can I say a random thing since you said that?
Okay.
I really hope we get a Spider-Woman movie in the future. And she introduces herself, Spider-Woman, no relation. I would love that shit, bro. It's like a running joke in the comic. They're like, you know, like, they always think we're connected. We have nothing to do with each other. You know, Spider-Man, Spider-Woman?
Yeah.
They literally have nothing to do with each other. Like, they just happen to, like, have that name.
Oh, man.
I guess they would have to say that now.
I think so.
She would have to say no relation just so they don't get sued.
Oh, man. I don't know where this tournament was at, actually. Anyways, whatever recent tournament happened, and I think it was in Peru, somewhere in South America. So, crazy thing, Tekken recently has been interesting, right? Because we're always afraid of Koreans, right?
Oh,
Koreans
yeah.
are always the best at Tekken. That's what we've been told for decades. That's what we have to fear for when we go to tournaments. There's any Koreans in there. And then recently, within you know the past like year, apparently Pakistan's the best. One for Arslan Ash has been beating all the Koreans at these big tournaments. Evo Japan. There's some other tournament, and then just recently their recent Evo Vegas.
Do you think Pakistanis are a counterpick for Koreans?
Maybe. I mean, that's what it is.
You know, America's the counterpick for Japan. And then, you know.
Also, what I heard too is that he's not even the best player in Pakistan.
Shut the fuck up.
There's someone better.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but aside,
there's someone better than Arslan Ash.
Yeah, supposedly that's what's going around right now. Is like there he plays someone else that beats him out there a lot.
Fuck. Yeah, that's kind of scary, right? That's really
scary. But aside from all that, though, at this recent tournament, though, some Koreans showed up. I'm not sure if Arslan Ash showed up or not, but some Koreans also showed up to this tournament. And also some Peruvians also showed up. And the Tekken finals, top eight, the bottom half, Koreans. The top half, Peruvians.
What?
Right? What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
So shit's getting real, AJ. Is Peru better at Tekken? Did we not know about this either?
AJ.
What is happening?
Shit's getting real.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So Koreans just keep dropping levels, which just makes us look even worse as Americans.
Can you, I need to start playing more, like today. I need to start practicing. Fuck, there's worse than Koreans out there.
Yeah. So right now, as far as we know right now, it's Peru, and then Pakistan, and then Korea, and then we're like maybe next, you know, on the list, and then maybe Japan. I don't know. We're kind of in between with Japan right now, I feel. But yeah, so if anyone's into all that, that's kind of interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
Other news. Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. I'm kind of interested and excited about that. You know, Soul Calibur kind of had some pop-ups, too. They didn't expect some countries to show up. It did pretty well, too.
France is usually pretty good.
No, France, yeah, they won. They're always, I mean, they're always good.
Yeah, we got second place. And then, no, I think, didn't someone from Japan won?
And Japan, you're right. The French just made it up there. Yeah, Japan won in the end.
France was like third or fourth place, something like that, yeah.
I didn't realize that France was so fucking good at Soul Calibur.
Yeah, they have always been, which is interesting, too. But yeah, that's usually how it goes there.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, other news. Mortal Kombat 11, which is the game that's been setting the fighting game world on fire, which, by the way, I finally got to play it. AJ, have you tried it yet?
I have not tried it.
You know I hate Mortal Kombats, right?
I don't hate them. I just don't like their system.
No, I said you know how I hate them.
Yeah, I know how you say them, but I'm just saying, like, I don't really hate it. I just rather not play it.
I hate them. And I played 11.
Uh-huh. Pretty good?
Not bad, bro. It doesn't feel like the other Mortal Kombat games feel like, where they're just trying to mimic something.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like they have got their own style now, and they're comfortable with it now.
Yeah.
And it feels fluid, and it feels a little bit more real.
Well, that system has been evolving. I mean, not only Mortal Kombat, but also Injustice.
So, Mortal Kombat 11, right?
Yeah, we played it.
I finally got to play it. I did like it. It was pretty fluid, actually. I do recommend you try it out, AJ. It's not bad.
I know Chris has been playing it.
I think I did try Injustice 2. I didn't love it.
I haven't tried it, but Ninja Turtles are in it. That's why I want to try it.
That alone makes me want to play. I'm not going to lie. But anyway, my moral of the story here I was going to say was that there was a leak recently that there were three new DLC characters coming. It was Joker, Terminator, the T-800,
yeah,
as well as Spawn.
Yeah, you know what? This was my story, too, and I think I just read... I didn't put it together, what you had.
Oh, okay. Until now?
Yeah. Anyways. Spawn,
well, this was a leak, and, you know, it was a rumor for a while, but the Joker developer himself came out and confirmed the leak was true.
Okay.
Which is rare for Mortal Kombat. Usually the developers don't say shit when the leak comes up, you know. I think
usually,
what was the previous one? Not the whoever was right before Ninja Turtles. Someone called it like way before, and the developers were like, "We're not going to make a comment." Like they went out of their way and said, "We're not going to say anything." Like, you know, it's going to come out when it comes out.
Mm.
But you know, this leak, I don't know if it was too big or if they're trying to be cooler now. But they went out and they put this picture out with with their fucking thumbnails on there.
Yeah.
So you could see, yeah, it's true. These three characters are coming out eventually. I think we're starting with Joker and T-800. And then we will get Spawn a little bit later on in the year.
Yeah, I think, I didn't write it down, but I think Joker's coming out in January, and I forgot the...
Oh, January?
Yeah, I think like once a month or something like that is how they're all getting released. And then there's also another character called Sindel is also within that pack, too.
Sindel?
Yeah. Who's Sindel?
Oh, that's, fuck, is she the one? No. Yeah, she's the one that's, Katana's mom, right? The one that screams and stuff?
I don't know. That's cool, though.
I think that's her.
All right, well, that makes sense then. But yeah, so that's another character that's going to be coming out with this pack, too. But they're all being released, like, one by one every, like, month or other month or so. But I know Joker is coming out in January. I know, I remember that. I remember seeing that. Hmm. But that's pretty crazy. Terminator and Spawn. And also, Cuckoo was saying, too, like, I wonder if this is going to be a hint to how Spawn's going to look in his upcoming movie.
Confirmation, yes. Sindel is Katana Melina's mother. Hmm. That's the... She got gray hair. You've seen her before. She screams, like, got supersonic voice.
Okay, and I don't remember. I don't pay that close attention to the new this characters. Bitch. Oh, her name was like Sheba or some shit like that.
Nah, this bitch. She's from Mortal Kombat. She's from Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh, I never know her name was Sindel. Okay.
Yeah. She's a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, as you know, as bitches do.
Yeah. but yeah, so.
But do you think this is how Spawn's gonna look in the new movie?
Ooh, I didn't think about that, AJ. Maybe that's why they're doing this. Didn't even think about that, AJ. You're probably right.
Isn't there a new Terminator movie coming out soon?
There is, but I don't think the T-800 is going to be part of it. I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be part of that movie. Huh. But you're right, though.
No, he is.
He is?
Yeah, there is a new movie coming out. And
I know that. Yeah.
And what's her name? Sarah Connor finds him, and you see him like open the door. He's all old and shit.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I didn't see that trailer. Yeah, what the fuck?
It was a recent trailer. I don't know what movie I saw recently, but... That was in it.
I know there was a... Damn, okay, I did not know that. All right.
Governator, man.
Cuckoo says he will be.
Yeah.
All right, okay, there you go.
But yeah, look out for these characters. Like Mortal Kombat does all this. I'm just upset that I'm not into this game as much. But I want to try it. I want to get a feel for it. Because, I mean, this game's pretty big. And then, you know, we're doing all these tournaments. Might as well know how to play it, right? So we can enjoy the finals and shit like that.
All right, okay. Last thing... I'll say before the break. Maybe you can do another piece of news if you like. But last news I'll give before the break. Halloween. You know, the old school horror movie, Halloween, right?
Oh, okay.
John Carpenter, the original soundtracker and writer, he's going to be soundtracking the new ones. And I didn't know there was going to be two more. So there's going to be two more Halloween movies, and John Carpenter will be making the soundtrack. That's him, you know, that creepy-ass
For what again?
Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the creepy-ass Halloween. The piano shit, right? Yeah, that's him. I didn't know this. The movies are going to be called Halloween Kills, and the last one will be called Halloween Ends. But he will be soundtracking both. I didn't know that. I'm pretty interested in that. I like those horror movies. They're pretty good. The last one that came out a couple years ago was really good. It was really creepy. But yeah, so John Carpenter will be doing the music for them again. So you can look forward to that classic creepy feel that he gives you. AJ?
All right. So I guess in other news revolving DLC shit, Nintendo announced earlier that they're going to be releasing a content pack for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3, The Black Order. It will be launching on the 30th of September, and it's titled Curse of the Vampire.
Oh, shit. Midnight Suns.
So is that them?
Almost, yeah. Almost, minus the Punisher.
Minus the Punisher?
Yeah, that's the Midnight Suns, except for Punisher.
So Blade, Moon Knight, Punisher, and Morbius there.
Damn, bro, that's fucking the Midnight Suns. We're almost there. I think it's happening.
So, like, the fact that this is in the Ultimate Alliance game, a video game, I have this theory where Marvel, like, you know, purposely put out certain characters they want us to focus on. That's why X-Men was taken out of Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, and, you know, because they didn't want us to focus on those motherfuckers anymore.
It's funny that you say that, because I do feel, because, you know, in a previous patch, the patch right before this one, mm-hmm. it was Daredevil. And someone was pointing out how the costume he's wearing in Ultimate Alliance is very similar to the Netflix costume. Mm. And the rumor was that they did that on purpose to test the waters and see how people react to it.
Right.
To decide if they want to fucking try to keep the Netflix shit continuity.
Yeah.
Or just fucking rebrand him, like restart him all over, you know?
So, yeah, maybe there's something to that. And then maybe this pack might have something to do with that, too. I don't know.
Yeah. We heard Hulu's trying to slowly develop the Midnight Suns. So, we'll see. This is the other reason I hope the Sony Marvel deal works out, because we can't get Morbius. Like you said, we can't get Morbius unless this deal works. And Midnight Suns will be complete with Morbius. Like, fucking give them to us, you know?
Damn. But look out for this coming soon, I suppose. Yeah, but hopefully this is a hint to what's to come in the future, like MCU shit. Mm-hmm. That's always my theory.
Yes, sir. All right, with that said, let's jump into the music portion of this show.
All right, let me get that out. Bam.
Music power.
Right? Part of the show where we share some music with you. It's what we've been listening to and what we think you should be listening to.
Yes, sir. And for me, mine's going to be a punk song by Against Me. The song is called You Look Like I Need a Drink.
Damn, that's...
That's fucked up.
I'm going to start saying that shit from now on.
Yeah, that's so cold-blooded. I already liked the song, and then I heard the title. I was like, that's fucked up. That's hilarious, bro. So, yeah, Against Me is my artist this week.
That almost sounds like a hose quote there.
You look like I
need it. Yeah, that's what he would say, right? So my track is another track I heard randomly on the radio. As artist or DJ named Bonka. It's called Focus. No relation. And it's featuring Bianca. So Bonka and Bianca.
Damn. Focus.
Right. And we'll be back after
watch some PBS or some shit.
After this music break. Back. Welcome back to Unfocus.
This is the ridge.
What the
it's
shit?
The closest to perfection.
I do want a ridge though. I thought I muted that shit. Oh, I muted the wrong channel. But yeah, for those of you wondering, my track again is Bonka with Focus featuring Bianca.
And my song is Against Me. You, what is it? You look like I need a drink. Cold-blooded.
I laugh for that shit every time we hear it now.
Every time, bro.
All right. So, with that said, I don't know. I guess that was our music of the week, and hope you enjoyed it. Let's get back to...
our news.
Our news. So, yeah, we got a few more things to tell you about.
Okay!
This is the news.
The news.
Yeah! The news. What? All right, I got a little bit of news about this one topic. Marvel's Avengers game, right?
Okay.
So, first off, I don't know if you guys ever heard about how, you know, everyone knows about the backlash about how ugly the Avengers look.
From the game?
Yeah, from the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people didn't like that shit so much. Mm. But, you know, one thing that I want to mention, they said, yeah, well, we don't care what people think. You know, we don't care. We're not trying to make them look like the movie
people. That's not how you do shit.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, you shouldn't respond to people like that.
Yeah, they shouldn't at
like,
all.
We don't care.
Yeah, they're like yeah, our plan was never to mimic the movies and blah, blah. They saw that shit, right? They said, we're not changing the sprites. They went out of their way to say, we're not changing. That's how we're going to do it. They didn't copy the movie character designs for sure. So it's not like they went back on their word. But they did change the sprites, and they look way better now.
Good. As long as they look better, because they actually looked butt ugly last time.
Dude, they were, like, bad. They looked bulky and ugly and fat. Like, they just looked weird. They just all looked weird.
They all looked like I needed a drink.
Yeah, exactly. They looked like
exactly
you needed a drink.
They looked like I needed a drink. They looked like we all needed a drink.
But further on this week, you know, I wanted to point out, so, yeah, they changed the sprites. They did do it after talking all that shit. They did it. One thing I want to say... they distanced themselves from the Spider-Man PS4 game. And I don't know if that's because of this news, because people were wondering if this Avengers game was going to connect to the Spider-Man PS4 game because it was so big and so successful.
Yeah, it was a good game. That's another thing that Sony has, too, that kind of, I don't know how that ties in with all the movie shit.
I'm sure that has something to do with
this. You think so?
I'm sure, because that game did really well.
Yeah, anyways.
But anyway, they said, the creators of this Avengers game went out of their way to say, this is our world. This is Crystal Dynamics, by the way. They said, this is the Avengers world. For us, we look at this and say, again, we have an amazing set of heroes. We have an amazing world, but this is an original story for the Avengers. In other words, they're straight up renouncing Spider-Man. They're not saying that it's not connected, but they're saying that it has nothing. The storyline in this game has nothing to do with the storyline in the Spider-Man game.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm cool with that too.
That's
so
cool.
I just wanted to.
I never thought of putting those two together before.
No, a lot of people were wondering if they were connected because they came out like within the same year of each other. Yeah, you know, and Spider-Man's in the Avengers movies, you know, so people were wondering.
Spider-Man and Ultimate Alliance?
Could be. Bitch, it might be. Other thing I was going to say, so in that same game, the creators also revealed, or they officially confirmed, Ms. Marvel will be appearing in that game, a.k.a. Kamala Khan. The young Ms. Marvel, the Indian girl.
Okay,
that can stretch her body out and shit.
That's cool.
She's, for anyone that doesn't know much about her, she's basically like Luffy from One Piece, but in the Marvel Universe. She can stretch her body out.
Or maybe like Mr. Fantastic.
No, she's more like Luffy, because she can change the size of her shit, too. Like, so that's a little different.
That's what she said.
Anyway, they confirmed she'll be showing up in there. They didn't say...
How's that different?
No, it's different because Luffy also uses air to power himself. And well, she uses air to power herself.
Keeping Luffy out of it. How is Ms. Marvel's powers and Mr. Fantastic's different? Like,
she's stretching her. She's using. She can. How can I put it?
Best? Yeah. How can you put it so I can understand?
Let me see. She's actually stretching her cells out.
And then what's Mr. Fantastic doing then?
He's. It's. Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to put it. I think hers is more mass controlling, while his is literally stretching. Let me put it that way, because she can change her weight. And her size, she can change all these things.
So she can, like, get heavier and shit?
Yes. So I think that's the difference. She's more mass control, and he's, like, size
control. Stretching, yeah.
He can put his circumference further out. He can stretch himself.
Yeah, he gets a stretch, yeah. Like a rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a rubber band doesn't gain or lose mass. It just stretches.
Exactly. And she can change her mass.
Wow. Like, yeah. Okay.
So
that is interesting.
But yeah, they announced that she will
be heard it here first.
She will be in that game. We don't know if she'll have powers in that game. We don't know if she'll be a playable character. She may just be a side character setting up for a future Ms. Marvel game, which is very possible. You know, they might do that. But she is in that game. It was confirmed. And yeah, those are the three pieces of news I wanted to give about that Marvel game, the Marvel Avengers. They changed the sprites. They're not connected to Spider-Man, and Ms. Marvel will appear in it.
She's coming.
Not my favorite Ms. Marvel, but the Ms. Marvel is the stretchy one.
Okay.
AJ?
My bit of news, which I'm not sure if I can call it news or not, but like IDW, I was trying to look for it, but I saw this video that they put up somewhere saying that they're making, I think it's like a tabletop game or something like that. And apparently they've done this in the past too. IDW has such properties as the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and they also have Sonic right now that I've been reading. They also have Transformers right now. So they kind of have some good properties that they can use to make board games with, right? Mm-hmm. And apparently they did a Kickstarter for a Ninja Turtles one recently, earlier this year, and they were hinting towards a new one coming out. It might be a Sonic tabletop game.
What?
But I can't confirm that because they said IDW in collaboration with this person that made a Sonic game recently, you know, coming soon. That's all pretty much all it said. It didn't tell us what it was. So I can't say that it was an actual Sonic game or not. But I just thought that was interesting. Just keep a lookout for that. This is coming out 2020. And I'm wondering if it's going to be a Sonic tabletop game. Which I'm also interested in looking out for this Ninja Turtle one too. See how that is. I don't get too into actual board games so much. I'm more of a card game player usually. But that's something interesting that I wouldn't mind checking out. So look out for that.
All right. Other news. Kevin Smith, our boy from Mallrats too, but Clerks. He's doing big things. Apparently, he will be producing and controlling the writing situation of the new He-Man show coming out for Netflix.
I got the power. I got
a picture for it, too. Yeah, but apparently, Kevin Smith will be writing it completely. Apparently, at the moment, right now, as we speak, he's binging old school He-Man shit.
As we speak, it's in his room right now.
In his room, binging old school He-Man shit. He is trying to say that this will be connected to the old school He-Man and it will continue the story. So Masters of the Universe will continue with Kevin Smith at the helm. I'm very interested and confused. I'm like, that's very weird, but very cool. So I'm kind of down. I'm going to see what's up. But I think it's really, really interesting that they let him like re-jump it all together, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I like that idea. But yeah, that will be happening. We don't have
to. No, Voltron went pretty good, though, so.
I think that's why they're doing this.
Yeah.
I feel like that's why they're doing this. We don't have a date for this release, but it will be coming out very soon. They said next year.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's currently watching the series right now, so.
Yeah, that means he's already writing shit, basically, you know?
So he's going to continue it from where it left off. That's what interesting. I've never seen the series at all, but just to get something that old and continue it in today's modern way of storytelling, like
mm-hmm. Very different.
Because I remember, like, I know, like, old American shows back in the day, there was no like overarching story at all.
They tried to avoid it, actually.
Yeah, yeah, they did too. No episode connected to a previous episode. It was very rare, and when it did, you're like, "What? That's to be continued? What the fuck? What's gonna happen next?" I was like, and that was once in a while. But you can watch any episode whenever, and it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully, they put a story to it that you can follow and make it more interesting.
I think they will. Hopefully, I think they understand what's going on. It's funny, though, because, you know, He-Man became available on Amazon Prime and so did Masters of the Universe, the movie.
Hmm.
I feel like they're kind of gearing up for this, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. They're trying to, like, get everyone used to it again and shit.
Yeah, when you see shit like that happening, that's usually what it is.
Yep, every time. Same thing in the comic book world. If you start seeing a comic book for an obscure character showing up, like, oh, they might want to use this for in a movie pretty soon, you know?
Yeah, or maybe some big comic event, maybe. But, yeah, usually it's a movie or a game or a TV show. That's cool. All right, other news?
Go for it.
So, there's this console that's coming out pretty soon. It's being created by this dude named Tommy Tallarico, who currently owns the Intellivision stuff. I guess he bought it somehow recently. Tommy Tallarico has also done other things like, what's it called? Video Games Live, where it's a live orchestra playing actual video games and stuff. It's a concert. It goes around the U.S. and all around the world, really, actually. He's like the head of that. But he's making a new console. This was announced like a couple of years ago, maybe like a year ago. And it's called the Amico. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to focus on old school gaming in the living room with family, not all this new, you know, competitive, you know, hardcore gaming where there's like difficulty with how to get into a menu and just the gameplay is just really, you know, really like just complicated and all that. He wants to get away from all of that and just make simple games that anyone can enjoy with friends and family on your own TV.
I'm down with that.
So these are just like, you know, simple games. And this is, is there a picture of the console here? But yeah, he's came up, this console, I'm not sure how I feel about this console right now. But it looks like an iPod for the controller, which is interesting. And it has a base station there too. So I'm not sure how you're supposed to use that controller. I remember them talking about making the controller very like changeable, where you can have different like, you know, buttons for different games and all that. So they may be going for a touchscreen on here, maybe. And all the games that they have showing, like they look like old school like games just revamped, like, you know, these flying games, these maze games, shooting games, and all that. So that's what he's going for. And all these games that are going to be on this console are all going to be exclusive to this console, this system, I'm guessing because of their complicated-looking controller. But, yeah, they showed it off at Gamescom a little bit. They talked about it there. And it's going to be coming out next year, October 10th, 2020.
All right.
10-10-2020. So I wonder if this is going to change gaming in any way. This is a new console hitting the market. We haven't had a new console hit the market since, like, Xbox. That actually taken off, right? You know, right. Sega fell off, right?
Sega definitely fell off.
And a bunch of old school, like Atari systems and all that all fell off too, like in the early 80s, right? So it's been nothing but Nintendo, Sega, Sony, and now Microsoft. and they're trying to enter the console business now in some way. So let's see how that goes.
All right.
Next year.
Next year, guys, keep your eyes open. Other news, the Titans Season 2 TV show. They've been making a lot of updates and news about like who they're casting. They've recently, the most popular one, they casted Deathstroke, you know, Slade Wilson.
Okay.
And they showed a picture of him. He looks really dope.
Is this him?
No.
No.
They've also shown Superboy, Aqualad, Bruce Wayne is going to be Sir Jorah, Sir Friendzone.
Oh, wow.
I was cool with it. Until I saw the trailer and he's still speaking British.
Okay, that's weird.
I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Batman's not British, dude. That's fucking weird. Anyway, they announced Dr. Light will be a villain in Titan Season 2. That's
from Mega Man?
No, not that Dr. Light. Oh. Different Dr. Light. And anyone who really reads DC Comics knows Dr. Light has a lot of dark implications because he's part of a very dark storyline in DC that's like gets very adult. And Titans being a very adult and serious and dark and bloody show kind of makes people afraid that like maybe this fool's going to take his role he does in the comics. In the comics, he rapes a superhero's wife. Shit. Yeah. And you're
I was about to make a joke that he fucks someone's wife.
Wow. I was about to sick that. Yeah. And he does that, and they use that to explain why he's so whack currently, because they wiped his mind and he's not a good villain anymore because he's not smart. He's not a regular guy anymore.
Huh.
They wiped his mind so that he didn't remember he did that, you know?
Wow, okay.
And so it's really...
So everyone hates him. He doesn't know why.
Yeah, he doesn't know why. And he's like, you know, and so it's a really dark and deep storyline. And the fact they casted him in this dark show, Titans, makes me feel like they might go that way. They may not do it exactly how it is, but they might go in that direction. I'm kind of like a little bit worried. Like, I mean, a little bit
too much. What are you going to do? Yeah.
Maybe a little bit too much, but, you know, like, I think people will like it. I think we will like the storyline and the heaviness because...
I mean, we did have the Killing Joke. That got kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, that got really weird, too, and that's kind of the same idea.
They kind of tried it, you know?
I feel like all the superhero shit coming out lately, the dark shit, has been kind of testing the waters for shit like this to happen.
Hmm.
So we'll see in Titans if they really want to go all the way.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know.
It's too soon, too.
Too soon. But we'll see where they go with it. Yeah, but I think it's very interesting and deep move for them to pick that character. I feel like they're trying to call out, even if they're not going to do that, I feel like they're trying to call out to the DC fans, like, hey, we're going to go dark, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, fucking crazy shit.
But the DC fans want it, though, you know?
They probably would. They want to see it to get edgier, but I don't know. It might be too much for a regular broadcasting audience, you know? We'll see. Game of Thrones works, I guess.
True.
Anyway, but yeah, Dr. Light will be joining Titans Season 2, as well as Aqualad and Superboy.
And this is that live action one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's going
to
be...
It's really good. Yeah. I saw the first season. It's really good. I do recommend anyone that hasn't seen it to watch it. If you like Titans at all. If you care about Titans even a little bit, you should watch it. You'll like it.
Okay.
AJ?
So GamesCon actually has happened already.
Last week, right?
Yeah, the past weekend. I didn't see any too big of things coming out of it. But one thing that did happen was Stadia was there talking about their shit, which is the Google live streaming gaming system type of thing that you don't actually have a console for it. It's just all over the cloud, you know, over the internet. It's how you play these games. So you're supposed to get these high-end, beautiful-looking games without even having a console, you know, to do it because it's all done over on their servers and just... videoed to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's cool though is their controller works over Wi-Fi. That means the controller doesn't have to talk to a system and then go over to the internet. It just goes straight over to the internet to that server and then it beams to you whatever you did, which is kind of cool. That's a good way of cutting out a middleman right there, so less latency right there, which I think sounds like it could work. But anyways, one thing they announced is that one of the big hype games that's coming out pretty soon that everyone is waiting for, Cyberpunk 2077, turns out it's going to be on Stadia. So when Stadia comes out, that'll be one of the games on Stadia that you can play. So you may not need a new system to play this new game, which is interesting. There's also another game I think is exclusive called Orcs Must Die 3. That was announced too to come out on this Stadia system or thing. I think Mortal Kombat 2, yeah, that's the other one. Mortal Kombat 11 also... came out saying that they're going to be out on Stadia as well, which is interesting because the biggest thing that we're all concerned about as fighting gamers is how are fighting games going to work on this?
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat's coming through like, hey, yeah, we tested the system, and yeah, we're going to throw Mortal Kombat on this too. Now, I don't think Mortal Kombat's a good, you know, like, oh, what the fuck? And Samurai Showdown?
Whoa, that changes it up.
Damn, okay, I was going to say, Mortal Kombat is not really a good bar to test this on right now. I think it's just personally, I haven't played Mortal Kombat 11, but Samurai Showdown, but that's also kind of a slow game, too.
Yeah, but
I mean, compared to, like, you know, like Street Fighter or shit like that,
I still think it'll be a good reference because it's very accurate game, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, there's still timing involved and all that, so yeah, if those games, you know, can do it, and I guess, I mean, we can't really say, like, sure, they can say, oh, yeah, we tested it, it works perfectly, but I'm pretty sure they had, like, a closed system where, like, you know, there's no interruptions and all that, but once that shit goes live and there's, like, thousands of people playing on this, and it might be a different story, who knows, and also depends on your internet, for the sure. So, you know, once those games pop out on there and people try it, I guess we'll have a better telling of how good is this, and is this going to kill consoles? That's the main thing.
Yep, everyone's looking at that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's interesting. Both Mortal Kombat and Samurai Showdown, that's interesting.
All right.
What else you got?
Okay, so Jeff Loeb has been teasing the Offenders. I think the reason this is happening is because D23 is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it is this week. I was going to say that, too. With this whole Sony thing going on and
the timing is weird.
The timing is kind of weird and kind of sucks. Also, people are, like, back to, like, just the Spider-Man shit all over again. People are also saying, too, that Disney didn't mention anything about a new Spider-Man movie for Phase 4. So the next 2 years, we're not getting anything Spider-Man related, which I wonder if they knew in the back of their mind that this shit was going to happen and they weren't sure what the deal was going to go down, how it was going to go down yet and all
I want to make a comment on what you just said right there. So remember how we kept hearing a lot of rumors about Norman Osborn entering the MCU and that he might be a big part of what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. And which there's been no proof of yet.
Well, yeah, there's no proof of it, but we kept hearing a lot of articles about it. And then all of a sudden, in 1 week, those articles stopped coming out. So I think what was happening was someone knew Marvel and Sony were renegotiating the deal, and that was an idea on the table. Just on the table. Doesn't mean it was real. Doesn't mean, like, for sure that they just talked about it. Like, yeah. Hey, if we were to, like, be a partnership, can we use Norman Osborn? Can we, like, make... I think that's what it really was. And then even saying that, I think that was only a deal for that certain moment as a possibility. And then, you know, it was never solid. It was never for sure. Like,
they're still negotiating all
and
that.
And that's why I feel like we never heard about Spider-Man 3 is because they weren't sure either. And that's why we never got an official announcement from Marvel about Norman Osborn because they wanted that. But they couldn't officially say it was going to happen because they didn't know how Sony was going to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ever since that announcement that came out on Sunday, that their most money-making movie for Sony of all time, that came out on Sunday, was Spider-Man Far From Home. I think that's when Sony's like, all right, before we go into this deal with Marvel tomorrow, let's talk to each other right now. Then they had a little Sony board meeting. Like, look at all this money. We can make this money. Like, we don't need these fuckers. Like, it's Spider-Man, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe that CEO was like, yo, they know how to do it. I don't know if we should just try to take it back. And then if he got overruled.
So they got kind of like, you know, they talked about it like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. And they went into like, we don't know yet.
This is all speculation for me. I don't know.
No, I get that.
But
though.
The way I see the information that we have, I'm like, I feel like that's what happened. And the timing for like all this shit, like D23 this weekend.
Coming up right now.
Like, dude.
So I could imagine, too, like Disney Marvel had, like, this idea. Or, like, okay, D23 is coming up. We want to announce this. But, Sony, we got to finalize this shit right now before we can go and announce this shit.
Because
shit's coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir.
And so, possible that the big announcement we could have had is not going to happen, maybe.
Or it could be it's already decided and they're just trying to hype us up before they actually say
fucking scare us and shit.
Yeah, before they actually say it on Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Which would make the stocks fucking jump right the fuck back up to where they were. Yeah, you know, fucking, obviously.
Fucking with the stock system and shit.
Could be. Could be. I'm not going to say for sure, but I think it's definitely impossible.
So should we buy now?
No, dude, that's what my coworker was saying. He's like, fuck Marvel. Fuck everything going on with the drama and the story. He's like, the moral of the story is Sony stocks are dropping. He's like, buy them now.
Yeah.
That's what my coworker told me. He's like, buy them now. They're a big company. They're going to keep doing big things. He's like,
true.
If their stocks are dropping, he's like, buy the stocks now.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, maybe I should. I was thinking about it as he told me that. I was like, damn. Because if it is the case they announced something that they're actually cool, those stocks are going to shoot back up. And yeah, that and money is lost.
More too, yeah.
You won't get that money you would have had.
Yeah, true.
So, I don't know. That's just all talking now.
Yeah.
But
speculation. We're not professionals here.
Yeah. I do think it's... But anyway, Jeff Loeb went out of his way to say the Offenders will be coming very soon, and D23 is in the next 2 days. I think we're about to get a serious announcement about them. And
fucking Howard the Duck?
Yep.
You know what? I just fucking watch Infinity War. Oh, that's another thing I did, too. I watch, not Infinity War, Endgame. I just watch it because I bought it on Blu-ray and shit.
Did you see him?
No, I forgot to look for him. I knew there was something I wanted to look for.
Yeah, look
and the other thing I wanted to do, too, was look for freaking what was in the bunker in the past. We remember when Iron Man was walking through with his glasses.
Oh, Zola? You talking about Zola?
Not only that, I was looking for that, too. I didn't see that. But, I mean, I wasn't, like, paying full attention. Cause, like, it kind of just happened. I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I was supposed to pay attention to all this shit. And it just kind of flew by.
It happened.
Like, yeah, that was fucking fast. Anyways.
But, yeah, Jeff Loeb, the boss of Marvel TV, has been teasing and talking more about the Offenders and how they're going to be more edgy. He said the guy who writes the producer of Archer, which is a very famous adult comedy cartoon, will be producing this show. All of these shows. The guy who does Archer. So you can expect some snarky, dry comedy, some fucking really adult jokes being made about superpowers and shit, I'm assuming.
And these motherfuckers are them?
That's the Offenders.
Who are these?
MODOK will have one show.
Oh, they're going to have their own separate shows?
Tigra and Dazzler will be a separate show. And apparently they're going to be strippers.
Oh, okay. Cool, I'm down for that.
Remember, Dazzler's a mutant, which is, this is the beginning of Marvel and Marvel and mutant shit happening.
Yeah.
This is the beginning.
Yep.
Howard the Duck will be a space traveling jackass, you know, alcoholic.
Mm, already is, okay.
Right? And then lastly, Hitmonkey will be an assassin that's a monkey in the Marvel universe.
No relation to Night Monkey.
No relation for now. but he's an assassin in the Marvel universe because he's a monkey and no one would see a monkey coming for an assassination. I know it's weird, but that's his story.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right? No one would see it coming. Like, yeah. Okay, there you go.
I can't argue with that.
So, Hitmonkey. And they'll all have their own shows. I heard Hitmonkey's supposed to be particularly violent and bloody.
That makes sense.
Obviously. But, yeah, these things are happening. And Jeff Loeb has been hinting, you know, that, oh, yeah, we're getting ready for Offenders. And Offenders, they already said they're going to try to make a show that connects all four of these shows into one.
So it's going to be like the Defenders.
But
they all get their own shows, and then they get that one big movie at the end or a big TV series.
A team show.
Team-up show, yeah.
And but, yeah, so this is happening. Another thing that the boss of Marvel TV was hinting at that everyone was really surprised about, he was talking about Legion and hinting at the fact that Legion could still be a thing in the future of Marvel. And I was like, oh, shit, I didn't expect that. Huh. This is also Jeff Loeb, same guy, in the same conversation of talking about the Offenders.
So the current one that's happening
could still survive. Still
connect. That's interesting.
And, you know, it makes sense because Legion's the only show that, even though it is in the whole Fox X-Men shit, it doesn't connect. Like, they never show you anyone outside of that. Even the actor that plays Professor X is a different actor. Like, they went out of their way to, like, not fucking truly connected. Like, it is because he's a mutant and the lore is there and Sentinels are there, but really the story is so separate from the movies.
Is he a good Professor X?
He's okay. He's only in there for a few minutes.
Like, oh, okay.
It's real short. It's a cameo.
Okay. That's cool. Then they don't have to, like, use him.
Yeah, they don't have to use him. Exactly. They can just say he's the son of Professor X and leave it at that. Yeah,
like, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, he hinted at Legion. There's no confirmation on that. We don't know that Legion's coming back. But Jeff Loeb was talking about Legion. He's the boss of Marvel TV. And so, yeah, keep your eyes open, guys. You never know.
That's interesting. All right. I got one more story.
I got two.
Okay.
No, actually, no. I have one, so you go first. Go ahead.
Okay, then. So,
I'm sorry. No, I have two. Let me go first.
Go for it.
Okay. There's a famous bodybuilder in Europe.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They call him the Dutch Giant. Right? That's his name. Or, I mean, is not his real
from Dutch?
I don't know the name his mama gave him. But, you know, that's what people call him. The Dutch Giant, right? He's fucking huge. He's almost as big as the mountain. Right? You see this fucker? Look how big he is, right? He put out a tweet this week saying, just got done filming my role for Black Widow and I'm real excited.
What the fuck?
He's in Black Widow. So, he could be a throwaway goon. I'm sure she's going to beat a lot of throwaway goons.
Yeah, some type of cameo. Didn't they use in...
Badrock the Leaper? Is that what you're talking about? The
and
Captain America.
Yeah, Winter Soldier. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. He's like a famous fighter, and they used him in there.
Yeah.
It could be. Could be the case. He could also be somebody substantial. He could be somebody important. He's very physically
the Juggernaut?
I don't know about that. But you know, he's definitely a character with notable physical girth and size and shit. I feel like it'd be a waste for him to be a goon.
Yeah.
So I was gonna ask you, if he were a character in the Marvel universe, what could you imagine besides? Obviously, you said Juggernaut.
Juggernaut. That's the one I could imagine. Yeah. I'm not too familiar with any other characters that would be that huge, mm-hmm. that don't already exist.
Can I give you a guess?
Okay.
She's Russian.
She's Russian.
I don't know if the movie takes place in Russia.
Oh, Colossus.
He might be Colossus.
Huh. That'd be cool too. Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that he's not saying much about his role. He's just saying that he was happy he was part of it and that mm-hmm. he could film. And, you know, a lot of people think they're going to slowly start implanting mutants.
Yeah, and I heard Colossus could be a thing in Black Widow recently as well.
Oh, somewhere. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I don't know where I heard that, but I heard someone mention that. Oh, yeah, Russia, so possibility of Colossus. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true.
Could be an introduction. And yeah. if it was this guy, already a bodybuilder, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, all of a sudden his mutant gene wakes up, yeah. turns metal, like, I don't know. Just throwing it out there. But yeah, the Dutch Giant is casted in Black Widow. We will see his role very soon. We don't know yet.
All right, then.
AJ?
My last piece of news is about a tournament that we talked about it last week, Electric Cancel. So all we just knew that it was coming. It's going to be October, like 5th and 6th or something like that. But they finally dropped down what games are going to be happening there. So, of course, Tekken. So we're having our Tekken singles, of course. Also, Tekken 3v3. It's another thing they're going to do, too. So team matchups, too, which...
You, Steve, and Drew.
That's what I'm thinking, too. If you're not down,
I'm
sure Steven would be down.
I'd be down, but I think the three of you are better than me, so you guys don't need me.
My only problem is that Steven and I, we both use Julia. We both use Josie. The only difference between us is he uses King. Or no, he uses Armor King, and I use Xiaoyu. And then him and Drew... Well, Drew uses King.
He's King, yeah.
And he's Armor King. So, I don't know. We're kind of like in a box right there.
If y'all want variety, let me know. But if not, yeah. I think the three of you are the best choice. But if you need variety, let me know. I'll help out.
But yeah, we'll talk to them and see what they're down with. Soul Calibur is going to be part of it too, as it was previously.
I will be entering in that.
So I'm down to do both Tekken and Soul. Dead or Alive 6 as well is going to be there, which I want to play some DOA 6. I wouldn't mind playing that.
I want to try it. Yeah, I'll be done trying it.
I want to try it. Also, Virtua Fighter is also going to be mm-hmm. part of the tournament too, which is kind of funny too, because Tekken and Virtua Fighter kind of had their beef back in the day, right?
It's a little too much work for me to play Virtual Fighter.
Yeah, I'm not down to get into Virtual Fighter because I have absolutely no experience at all. As far as DOA, I played a little bit. I get the system. I know how that works. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wouldn't mind playing some DOA. But yeah, Virtual Fighter, nah, I'm good. But yeah, those are the four games that are announced to be at the tournament for Electric Cancel this year, being held at the Orange County Esports Arena. So yeah, check that out.
All right.
Three fighters.
My absolute last piece of news. There is an auction taking place on September 30th. It's called the Prop Store. The Prop Store in Europe auction. They will be auctioning off Samuel Jackson's lightsaber and Michael Keaton's Batman outfit.
Oh, wow.
So if anyone wants them, might want to get on that. Yeah. It's going to be at the Prop Store in Europe. Entertainment memorabilia live auction across 2 days at the Odeon BFI IMAX in London. This will be in London, September 30th and October 1st. So okay. If anybody wants the real Batman suit, get on it.
Yeah, that's gonna go for a lot.
Though. Dude. The bidding's gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, Unfocus Weeks. AJ, what you got planned?
More Tekken.
Try
to get back into Soul Calibur and just continue working on these plans for this stick that I want to build. Not only mine that I want to build, but also
Michelle's.
Probably Michelle's, which would be a replica of yours in a way, but I want to just try building it somewhat differently, maybe somewhat better. I have an idea, but we'll see where we'll go with that. And then, we'll see Michelle this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir. We'll be battling her. We'll be fighting her. Yeah, better.
So
our group has grown.
We'll get to discuss some, like, you know, business with her about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And aside from that, I'll probably rewire my fucking arcade stick, my current one, with these new wires, because that shit goes off once in a while, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then finish some of these comics I have, too. That's about all I have planned.
Yeah, me too. I want to focus on comics. I want to knock out both Mr. Miracle and Fence, the two comics I showed you guys earlier. I'm going to keep watching Young Justice. I want to get more Tekken practice in because I like it. I love this Tekken. It's really good. I just want to play more. I just got to play more. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's about it. Obviously, Soul Calibur will always be on my brain, so I'll be playing more of that. And yeah,
I want to get back into Splatoon too. Because
me too. I would like that. I would like that. My coworkers play.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody the other day who plays too, and we're like just talking about different things. And she was asking me like, "Oh, what was the recent Splatfest you joined?" And I was like, "I went for Order," and she's like, "Yeah, me too." I'm like, "Yeah, I just did it because Marina." She's like, "Yeah, me too." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool," but she doesn't play ranked though, so I was like, "Ah,
you're out. If you don't play ranked, fuck out of here." Know. All right, but yeah,
that kind of got me wanting to play again.
And that's my focus week. Thank you guys for joining us on this episode.
229.
We'll see you next week, huh?
That's right.
So don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Audio Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!